local schools have already been in session for weeks, so it's tempting to think back to those endless summer days when, if you were a kid, you might just choose to spend the day hanging out with some friends drawing. On June 27th, the Monroe County Public Library presented its 6th annual 12-hour comic book day. Using sandwiches and bins overflowing with colored pencils, the library enticed dozens of young people to the marathon cartooning session, where participants were rewarded for their tenacity with a badge for every 3 hours they kept drawing.
I just kind of came up with some characters. I hadn't decided what I was going to do, so I'm just kind of doing whatever comes to mind. I'm just going to go with it until 12 hours is up, pretty much.
If we get our comic done sooner than 9, then we'll probably leave, but if not, then we'll probably stay. The food's pretty good here.
Every 3 hours they're here, they get a different badge, a pin.
Chris Hosler is the teen librarian at the Monroe County Public Library.
Yeah, every year there's about 3 to 6 that stay the whole 12 hours, so yeah. Those are the coveted 12-hour badges, yes.
Last year, me and Ursa worked together to create this comic book called 12.
Natalia Kropfestel and her friend Ursa Johnson earned 12-hour badges last year while creating 12.
And neither of us feels like it's very good now, but we had a lot of fun creating it. We collaborated on the artwork. We split it up by chapter. We each created our own set of characters that we wanted to interact in the story.
Bill Toad was my creation, but Bob Toad and Side Toad were my best friend's creation.
Will, who also goes as Cole, is 12.
And he usually lets me use those two anytime I really want, because we work together on most of the comics we've made about Bill Toad, Bob Toad, and Side Toad and such.
Collaboration is a familiar theme in this comic book jam session.
Well, he's making one right now, and then my friend Hank actually he came up with the idea for the alien.
Sal is 11.
Because you can see the alien wasn't the same color because I didn't put it there because he did.
Collaboration can be scattershot or well-rehearsed.
It's a team effort. Hannah is...
I do the drawing, and then she does...
Text.
Yeah, I write the text. And Ariel here, she's the colorist. She shades it and adds all the depth to it.
It's a division of labor born of the sisterhood.
My name is Leia Klossman, and these are my two sisters. And I'm 16, Hannah's 19, and Ariel is 14. And we live in Eltsville, Indiana. I personally don't read a whole lot of comics. We just thought it would be, they pushed me into it. But we thought it would be fun to work together on this because at home we sometimes do comics together and we have a lot of fun with it.
But it's not just blithe recreation.
We're moving rather smoothly now. Now that we've got everything figured out, it was kind of rough at the start.
Ariel is the youngest sister, responsible for the coloring and shading, but clearly in on the big picture, too.
We already talked about how we were kind of going to make the story, and when we came here, we just kind of put it together. We still had a little trouble figuring out how the story's going, because we ran into a lot of problems with the story, but we figured them out.
You can classify it as an adventure thing.
That's Leah, the middle sister.
It starts off, it's the older man's village is being burnt down because the bandits here want to get the girl, but they're hiding right now. And the father finally decides that we can't hide here anymore, Rhyme, which is the girl's name. We have to go. And then we'll go through the back, but he gets hit by one of the bandits and she gets captured and they take her to their own little fortress here. Then the bad people say, let's go, you're coming with us, girl. And then she's yelling, but her father is knocked out and she has no way of escape. This is the main character. He's coming out of a bar now and he says, my name is Greg Rogers. I'm a drunk adventurer right now. And he says, why? I have no adventure. And he's sighing and thinks life stinks when suddenly someone yells help behind him. And the main old guy who was yelling help whammed him against the wall. And he's saying, please, you have to help me. You have to help me save my daughter. There's no time to explain. I'll give. And he stops there because the main character is like, get off. I don't know who you are. And the older man says, "I'll give you a fortune." And of course, since he's an adventurer, the main person cools down a little while and says, "A fortune?" And the old man says, "Beyond your wildest dreams." And of course, the adventurer's like, "Yeah, I haven't had an adventure in a while." So he says, "All right, then how do I find her?" And the old man says, "It's on this map." And he gives him a map.
What happens is Little Toad walks up to Bob Toad, and then Bob Toad's pretty much this brainless zombie toad. Little Toad asks him to cook popcorn for him, and Bob Toad sets it at 1,000,000 minutes. And it cooks for that long, and then the microwave explodes, and Little Toad is only out for like 5 seconds, and the house is already blown up. Shabam!
Right here, the van is going backwards. I accidentally wrote it that way. And then the alien ship comes in. The alien comes out, and he gets on the car, and he sees it through the windshield, and he's like, "What the?" And then the car runs over the landmines, and then there's the explosion.
Explosions are going off right and left in this room full of budding cartoonists today. But there's a counter trend at least one table in the room, where Natalia and Ursa, who made the 30-plus page book together last year, are working alongside their friend Carter McKeese. The 13-year-olds, who attend Bloomington's Project School, aren't collaborating this year, though. Rather, they're drawing together. It's what they do.
I work with them a lot. I like to draw with them outside of this space. We're all working on our own comic books right now, though.
Comic book is a pretty loose term. If both Carter and the guys at the other table who are busy blowing stuff up are all using it to refer to what they're doing. The cells Carter has drawn on a page in his sketchbook are round, and although they may be read in sequence, each one works on its own as well. Words or simple phrases occupy the center of each circle.
It's just a lot of different synonyms for like lonely, outcast, misfit, mistake, unnecessary.
Simple imagery accompanies each phrase. Underneath the words, "like an outcast," stand three generic male figures, such as those you'd find on a restroom door. A fourth figure stands outside the circle.
Right now, I'm really just playing around with different visual representations of figures of speech. I just had a picture in my mind of what different phrases looked like, kind of, and I wanted to put that down on paper. Part of my big inspiration, especially on this work, is Sean Tan, who's an Australian artist and poet who does a lot of mixed media stuff where his art really flows together with his poetry, and I wanted to try that. I've always been really interested by that concept, like melding the words and the art and making them into one thing that where they support each other, but neither one is really a crutch to the other.
Another big inspiration for these artist friends is Japanese comics or manga. Natalia elaborates.
One of the main ones is probably Death Note, which I know is a kind of favorite of the people sitting at this table right now.
Yeah, definitely.
I really love it for the characters are really well written. They're just, it's easy to get into their heads sometimes, and for others, they're confusing and interesting, and then the main story is just built on this really interesting ethical dilemma of, you know, I mean, what do you do if you have the power to just kill someone without a second thought? And a lot of it is about whether or not the death penalty is a feasible option. It's interesting.
Looking at the young artist's own work, it's easy to see how the dark and serious themes of the manga carry over.
There's a darkness, I think, in some of the stuff that you guys are doing, right?
We're all fairly dark in our storytelling techniques.
Would you agree, Ursa?
Yeah. Yeah, we are, definitely.
Not disturbed.
I think it comes a lot from the things that we've, like, looked... Yeah, that we've been exposed to. And
you mean in life or art?
In growing up, like TV shows and books and stuff. Like growing up as a kid, I found creepy stuff really intriguing. Just in general.
I feel like there's a lot of things that don't get written about because people feel like they don't fit the ideals of what people like is generally popular or was appropriate for kids to see.
Natalia.
And that's what I think is important to, I guess, write about something or express something that is actually important that could have a big impact on the world. Something that isn't normally expressed through this style of, you know, writing and drawing.
While these young comic book artists are already at 13 actively redefining the genre, some of their peers are pretty comfortable with it as it is. One group of boys was almost hidden by the stack of comic books on the table in front of them.
You look like you're really into that comic book.
It's the Justice League Generation Lost, Volume 2.
How about you? What are you reading?
Aquaman, Volume 1, The Trench.
There were no art supplies anywhere near these readers.
I can't really draw that well, and I'd rather not humiliate myself.
I just really love reading.
Okay, what do you like about comics?
It's just kind of fun to read. So you don't, like, read all the nonfiction and the fiction novels all the time. You get a kind of a break from it, I guess.
The rest of the time you're reading sort of more serious books?
Yeah.
But it's cool to look at monsters and stuff.
Stuff like that, yeah.
I have this character avatar person. He is a cat. So, yeah. His name is Tom, the Tomcat.
Psytoad, he is basically a cyborg toad. And Toad is basically like Toadstool.
I'm going to make another one. I don't know what it's going to be called yet. I'm going to make it like it's going to still be Tom, but he's gonna be like in a Naruto form. He's gonna be like a ninja and stuff. He's gonna be throwing like ninja stars, and I'm gonna try to do that. That'd be pretty cool.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.